Riot Control. Riot Control on Radio U.
I want to play a game.
So last week, Nintendo sent us the Switch.
Have you seen Obi's unboxing video?
You can see that at riot.radiou.com.
You can watch the unboxing there.
It's also on our Facebook and YouTube channels. So I've been with this thing for about a week and a half. It comes out tomorrow. Best of luck if you're on your way to get one. Now, the only game we've had to test it with, the only game, is Zelda Breath of the Wild. And there's a day one patch that's coming tomorrow. And so there's a lot of functionality and different things that do not yet exist that are going to show up in the eventual console. So I'm not going to talk about all of that, but let's talk about its absolute best feature. Like its best feature, its portability. So you've got a dock. You set it down on the dock, you're playing on the TV, which is the best way to play it, as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. But the amazing thing was, there were so many times over the last week and a half where I had to go somewhere, but I also knew I was going to end up having like a half an hour where I had to just sit there. Well, I just picked it up and brought it with me. And I mean, literally like hit pause and walked over, picked it up and carried it out with
People
me.
People seeing him are like, excuse me, what?
It was...
It's like, why do you have that?
I mean, for all the videos they've shown of people doing that, it does it, it works, and it works well. And then I get home, set it down on the dock, and
it charges,
boom,
and
you're ready to
ready
go.
Ready to go?
Yeah. Battery power playing Zelda. They say 3 hours. I was running 2 to 2.5, but I never got it all the way down to empty. So I couldn't tell you exactly how long that it would last. But how awesome is it to be sitting somewhere and you're not playing like Zelda the portable game. You're not playing Zelda the Match 3 Candy Crush sequel. Like, you're playing Zelda.
Because that's what they have to try to get people, because we all have our games and we normally just use our phone.
Yeah.
So for most of us, that's just great. That's good enough. But for the Switch, is it worth it to carry another thing around with you?
I don't know if I can answer that question, but I'll tell you, being in the middle of Zelda and knowing that, hey, I could take this with me, I liked that game so much that it was worth carrying it, even if I was only going to play for like another 20 minutes. Like, I was still totally on board. The screen's fine. Like, it's not super impressive, but at the same time, I didn't find it to be disappointing. It was just serviceable. But I preferred playing it on a TV for sure. It's not that heavy. It's not that light. It feels like something of substance, but my arms weren't tired after I used it. Now, the Joy-Cons are the controllers that slide onto the side of it. And this is the place where it's like...
For the Nintendo Switch.
Because the Joy-Cons are cool. And they do. They slide right on. And the thing is, when you're playing with this thing in tablet mode, which is what you do when you carry it around, you will feel like those Joy-Cons are great. Like, they're just fine. And I will say, putting it on the Joy-Con dock and using it at home, it felt okay. But, Nikki, here's the thing. Do my hands look big to you?
You have normal size.
I like my head. Yeah. They seem like a pretty normal size.
They're perfectly fine.
And it played fine. But I gotta tell you, when the game started to get intense,
it's too much.
Man, them little sticks just weren't quite cutting it for me.
It's like in reverse when you have a tablet and you try to play certain games on it, and the tablet maybe is too big. Like, your hands are used to playing a game with buttons and everything reachable, and if it's too small or too big, you can't play the same.
It's just a little too small. I mean, they work, don't get me wrong. And they have HD Rumble, which they say is amazing, but we have not played 1-2 Switch, so I don't really know exactly what that feels like. But they say that it's very cool.
But this has led you to want the bigger...
Oh, I want a pro controller bad.
Bigger controller,
yeah.
And it works the same way? It still just goes on the side of the Switch?
The pro controller,
or this is an actual controller?
It's basically, think of an Xbox or a PlayStation controller.
Okay, gotcha.
It's Nintendo's version of that for the Switch. And you could take it with you if you wanted to, but it does not attach to the Switch in any way. It just, you know, connects. The other thing about it that I thought was a little rough was the kickstand. I'm just going to call it terrible. Like, it just is. Like, it feels flimsy, and the angle that it connects at, when you're looking down at it, you're like, oh, I mean, it looks like if you breathed on it too heavy, the thing would fall over. And that is also the cover for the micro SD card. It only has 32 gig built in. If you want more space, and you're probably going to want more space, then that's something that you need to think about. So we're talking about the Nintendo Switch. I think the big question becomes like, hey, Odiah, do you think that I should run out and buy this thing at launch? And I think that answer is complicated. Zelda is getting perfect scores from almost every game reviewer that I see.
So if like you've been a fan, a lot of people are just getting this for Zelda. Play it on the Wii U.
You can play it on the Wii U. I feel like if you have a Wii U, the Switch is not necessarily... I feel like you could maybe hold off and you could play Zelda that way. If not, if you really want to play Zelda, this is going to be the best way to play it just because you can take it places with you. And that is probably the best part of the thing, is that not only is this game great, but today, I'm not going home today. I'm staying here all the way tonight until 9 o'clock when we do our live event. Well, I'm going to play some Zelda this afternoon. And I didn't have to bring a bunch of stuff. I just... pulled that thing out and put it in my bag.
You like the portability, but you prefer it.
Oh, much preferred on a TV. Though. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. So the other thing I would say is that you're pretty much going to want a case, because that was my thing, is I'm just afraid I'm going to break the thing when I stick it in my bag. And the other thing I thought was a little odd is no Bluetooth headphone support. So here's this portable console.
That's weird.
I have Bluetooth headphones.
Sure.
It doesn't do that.
Is that ever possible or not with what's in there?
As far as I know, it's not built in. So you need to bring headphones that will plug into the jack if you want sound. And I want sound. I mean, isn't that the whole thing? I'll take some sound.